AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. WNBA star Brittany Griner is on her way home from Russia. Griner was released in a prisoner exchange. Another American, Paul Whelan, remains in prison in Russia. He's accused of espionage. Whelan's brother David says President Biden made the right call.
It makes sense to me that the president would say there's an American who could come home, and that's really the only deal that is available right now, that the Russian government was willing to trade Victor Boot for Brittany Griner. For whatever reason, Paul is beyond what the Russian government has been able to tag a potential concession for.
Whelan says his brother appears to be doing well. The House passed a bill protecting same-sex marriages. It goes to President Biden for his signature. Democrats say the bill provides protection in case the Supreme Court rules against same-sex marriage. Missouri Republican Vicki Hartzler voted no.
The bill's only purpose is to hand the federal government a legal bludgeoning tool to drive people of faith out of the public square and to silence anyone who dissents.
The person charged with the deadly shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado tried to reclaim guns seized after a bomb threat last year, but prosecutors say they were not returned. Nearly 66 years after the battered body of a young boy was found stuffed inside a cardboard box, police in Philadelphia say they know the boy's name, Joseph Augustus Zarelli. Police Captain Jason Smith says the homicide investigation remains open.
We have our suspicions as to who may be responsible, but it would be irresponsible of me to share these suspicions as this remains an active and ongoing criminal investigation.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing to block Microsoft's planned $69 billion takeover of video game company Activision Blizzard. A new House report says the NFL's Washington Commanders created a toxic work culture for more than two decades, ignoring and downplaying sexual misconduct. This is AP News. One of the winners of the Nobel Peace Prize says there will be no lasting peace in Ukraine until there is justice in human rights.
The head of the Ukrainian Center for Civil Liberties, Oleksandr Matviychuk, said Russian President Vladimir Putin thinks he can do exactly what he wants. The human rights activist also said that she believes human rights and peace are inextricably linked. Matviychuk spoke to reporters on her arrival to Oslo to receive the Nobel Peace Prize with fellow human rights campaigners from Belarus and Russia. The prize was seen as a strong rebuke to the authoritarian rule of Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
A court official says 27 people were lashed in public in Taliban-ruled Afghanistan as punishment for alleged adultery, theft, drug offenses, and other crimes. Officials say the men and women were each lashed between 25 and 39 times in public places. An unspecified number of those punished also received two-year prison terms. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.